In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community.
We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Can I sit with you?
Yes, you can sit with me.
And we want you to sit with us.
It's Dom.
And Ella.
You may know us from finding love on reality TV, and by that we mean with each other.
Two best friends figuring out life.
Chatting all things reality TV, because, I mean, how could we not?
And all things in between. Sex, relationships, dating, and navigating being a female in the world.
Unfiltered and fabulous advice from your two besties.
You can suck and touch and get out of it.
Bit orcs and dorks here. All right, guys, we are back. We're here. We're going to fake it till we make it today because we're both very tired.
We're both very tired, but also we've binged like all of these episodes in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And guys, so much happened this week, but so little happened. And we'll get into that. It was kind of a little bit boring, I'm going to be honest. But the reflections week or feedback week, whatever they want to call it, always comes at a great time after the retreat, doesn't it? Because that's when all the couples think they know each other the best.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they can bitch the most. And we love feedback week.
Yeah. What did I do for feedback? I'm just trying. Oh, that was the task. That was when Brent and Tamara gave us the tasks.
Okay. Yes. And
so
that's when,
where we're at.
That's when Jack and I said that Olivia and Jackson had to spend a night apart. And that's when shit hit the fan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a pretty funny like thing to do. It's a pretty funny task. Like, I mean, it's only going to cause shit, really.
Exactly. And I mean, that is the aim of this game, that is maths, isn't it?
Actually, what was Jaden and Eden's task? What did they have to do?
I can't remember now off the top of my head, but we'll get into it.
But anyway.
We really need to start at where we left off, and where we left off was the commitment ceremony. After the shit fight that was of the last dinner party with Mrs. Sarah, I feel like I've got a hangover from that, like an emotional hangover.
Honestly, I feel like it came all in really loud and, like, it was really intense and really hectic. But then, you know, like, fast forward to where we are right now in the season, I'm like, okay, I'm bored. Like, I'm over it. It's a bit of a drainer. Like, it's just a bit cringe.
Do you know what I think it comes down to? I think there's a lot of couples still left in, and I'm not getting enough of each couple individually. So I feel like I'm not really into anyone in particular because there's just still so many of them.
Yeah.
Which I still think is a bit odd.
Yeah, there's a lot of couples.
Yes.
There's a lot of people staying in the experiment, but I also feel like there's some, I mean, I've been told, I'm not going to say who by, and you know this information as well, but there are people who are just in the experiment who have made deals with each other, who have made a pact to just stay into the end. So that is why there are so many people still in the experiment.
I can't wait to talk about this openly and honestly when we actually can after the series has ended because you're not going to get any spoilers here. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Unless you're watching from a different country that hasn't aired yet.
Yeah.
But in Australia, you won't be getting no spoilers from us because we are anti-spoiler here, okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know how much we hate a spoiler. But look, the CC, a little bit boring. Like, I mean, let's start with Sarah and Tim because I feel like that's the main shit that went down, right? So they got on the couch. It was a bit weird because she was talking and then Tim spoke and then she's like, can you just hold? Like, it was very awkward.
I mean, every time Sarah has fucked up in the season, which has been more than one time, whether she's like, you know, bailed on the dates, not shown up, showed no interest, Tim's doing it all, I feel like she really does, like, you know, it's like hand to the face. It's like, let me talk.
Talk to the hand because the face ain't listening. It's pretty much she's giving him that vibe the entire season. And yet
the whole time
he just still is like a puppy dog on a leash. But I don't actually know if it's a real puppy dog or one of those battery operated dogs that's run out of battery because he's not doing anything.
And look, the way that I saw this whole thing go down with her on the couch and their whole thing is I feel like Sarah can't keep up with her own lies. So
it's draining.
She'll say one thing. Yeah, she'll say one thing, like the puppy dog babysitting, but then, you know, gets caught out, like, and then she repeats it again. And then it's like, no, like she can't keep up with her lies. And that's the thing with liars. And that's how you get caught out is you forget what you've lied about. So that's the way, you know. And then I loved how the expert said, you know, friends don't get naked and have sex.
I mean, because, amen, preach, John.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't catch up with, you know, exes who you say is a friend and canoodle a month before getting married.
I actually think we should do a whole episode on this on the regular potty that is all about, and we'll reach out to, you know, our followers and listeners if they still keep friends with their exes and what that relationship looks like. Because I'm actually really curious. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think I can be friends with an ex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like obviously we don't have children. I have a dog with an ex. Mm-hmm. He wanted nothing to do with it. He put that in the actual divorce. So I don't know how you're meant to stay friends with an ex, but it's a very interesting topic, and I think
it's an interesting
we
topic.
Really need to delve deep into that.
Yeah.
They had a weird hug on the couch.
They had a weird fucking hug.
Weird.
And for once, I agreed with Tori because Tori said that Sarah was taking it all for a ride, the experiment, and Tim. So for the first time ever, I was like, yes, Tori, you are right.
I was like, oh, we'll actually give it to you, Tori, there. Oh, look, I agree as well. I do think that there is a bit of ride taking here.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I don't think Tim is innocent. I don't think Tim's innocent, babe.
I
think he's just riding the wave and just sucking it up.
Well, look, this is maybe a relationship that we find out later. You know, maybe they're one of those couples who have just made a deal. Who knows?
I mean, it would make a lot of sense. I mean, if you're watching, guys, you cannot be sitting there right now thinking, oh, what a lovely couple they are. They've made up. She's lied and done this, but they've made up and they're beautiful. Because then we get to feedback week.
Yeah.
And the rate at which they've turned this shit around.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a little bit too good. You know, like that saying, too good to be true.
It's where it's fully coming into fruition there. I mean, another weird scenario that happened on the couch at the commitment ceremony has to go to Tristan and Cass.
Oh, man. I actually forgot about this. I actually forgot. I had to go back and read the notes.
How could you forget about this? I've had secondhand embarrassment a whole week.
I know. It was more because, like, the dinner party, I mean, you didn't really see much of them, so I didn't really think about what had gone down at the CC, but going back over my notes and remembering what has gone down. So Tristan has said that he's falling in love with Cass, and it's his first time ever falling in love. Now, clearly, at one point in their relationship, she was really into him, and I said it, like we've said it.
Fully.
Like she was totally freaking into him.
Cass and was so ready to give it a go. She was fully into it. Willing and able to help Tristan through his insecurities because unfortunately there is a lot and there's a lot hindering him to actually move along in the relationship. So Cass has been there, like, you know, through and through, and I don't blame her. She's gotten to this point now and she's just like, mate, I'm just not there. And she was kind of like bewildered when he said it as well, like being like, whoa, what?
Well, because it is a bit like, hang on. You know, obviously Cass has been in love before, right? She had a partner for a long time.
Yeah.
So she knows what love feels like and what that intimacy feels like. Her and Tristan haven't had sex, and you've got a guy in front of you saying, I'm in love with you, but we haven't actually been intimate.
She also said that they hardly kiss or hardly have cuddles or anything like that. So it's very weird.
It is weird. And I just wanted to actually make this comment because when I typed this note, it made me think, and I just want to put this out there.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, yeah, she's needing that intimacy and stuff. And I wrote in my notes, I know that people don't have sex before marriage. And, you know, I just wanted to clarify, like, speaking from my experience.
Very.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are people have those religious
beliefs. Yeah.
Beliefs. Yeah, that you don't have sex.
Of course.
Marriage.
Like, you know, Mormons. Obviously, Christians, Catholics, if you still, you know, if that still floats your boat. I know, like, my mum was a virgin when she got married.
It's really interesting.
It is a really interesting concept. Mm. But I think in their relationship, they're technically hashtag married for a TV show.
Yeah.
But from what I'm vibing, from what Cass is saying, they're not even hugging, they're not even kissing, they're not really holding hands. There's not any of that.
Like,
you
even
know,
just
connection
like
the, making.
Even just like the brush on like the knee or like the shoulder, like the arm around the shoulder. You know what we do in the movies when we're in high school.
Exactly. Like, penetrative sex doesn't exactly mean that you're going to be in love with someone. Like, I'm all for that.
Yes.
But there's really nothing there. And I've said it, and I say this with peace and love. Tristan is giving virgin vibes. For some reason, I don't know what it is, and I understand that he's gone through traumas and he's got a lot of insecurities, but I just don't understand what else is happening here. And, you know, we come for Tori and Jack, right, for not having sex, right? Mm. But we don't talk enough about why Cass and Tristan aren't having sex. You know, we don't come for them as much the same. And I'm just playing I'm just playing devil's advocate here because it's something that I just noticed. And I'm just like, well, hang on.
Why aren't we like, you know,
I mean, Tristan's saying that he loves a chick and they haven't fucked.
It's very, I don't know. And look, when they were on the couch, I actually did feel for Cass in the situation because has tried so much. And it would be so hard to sit there next to him in front of everyone and say, I'm not feeling that. Like, it would be so hard to be honest. And, like, you know, you could see how defeated he was and you could just see, like, but then again, I'm like, come on, Tristan, man. Like, come on, dude.
This is what I was kind of like, it was shocking, but also I wasn't surprised.
Exactly.
Because
I don't think
they're
the audience,
living together. Is he fully oblivious? Like, I'm just asking. I really and this is where it comes back to the fact that there are so many couples and I don't think we're seeing enough of each couple to make a full judgment but like I don't have the full story here. I'm not getting enough
we are missing a lot like I think that and that's because there is so many of them it's hard to keep up because
it is
we don't have enough you know, airtime that we get to watch it. Like, there's so much
We don't even cover each couple when we talk about them, you know, some weeks.
Through them.
Because there's just so much that happens and I'm kind of like, well, I'm not really that interested in that couple because not a lot happened and I feel like they're not progressing in a relationship. Because at the end of the day, like, yes, this show is about relationships, but we do love the drama. But also we want to see relationships flourish and I'm not getting that enough. I'm not getting that emotional connection.
The connection. Well, look, Lauren and Jono, there's really nothing to say. Like, I just think that they're trotting along. Michael and Stephen, go Michael for speaking up about, you know, what he thought and what he felt about himself. And I was like, go Michael. I really hope they can get him back for, like, another time because he kind of got a bit messed around. Like,
yeah, it was a bit
weird.
The
first bloke, you know, didn't show up. The second guy got another guy's number. Like, I don't know. He got a bit unlucky with his time.
He's a little bit unlucky in love, Sharon. Yeah. You know, you're a bit unlucky in love.
And then we've got Jade and Ridge. They're happy days. I actually love them. And he's met her daughter, which is
that
really
was very
cute.
Yeah, I like them too. But once again, we don't really see a lot of them. They're just intruders, you know. Who else do we have, babe? Because I've lost count.
We've got Andrea and Richard. So
that's a big week coming for them. Big week, huge week.
The commitment ceremony is like the starting point of like shit just fucking getting really uncomfortable. Like I honestly was just like I couldn't even really fully watch.
I'm turned off him. I'm
fully
actually
off the guy.
Turned off.
Completely off him. I just think he's so cutthroat and I see him so differently. His attitude is so rude all of a sudden. And, you know, saying it's all so different from the start and there's this other side. I don't know. He's just,
it's fucking weird. It's a weird thing. And I feel like, you know, going into feedback week, I reckon there should have been more focus on them really digging into why Richard is really being so aggressive almost with this.
I don't know. Like he just gets this look in his face and I'm like, oh, here he is. Here's the other side to him. Like,
yeah,
it's just
it's like it glazes over and it's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, it's you like know? He just shuts her down. He speaks back at her. He just puts it all back in her face. It's like he's gaslighting her, but in a way that I've never seen before.
Oh, I'm...
Because I'm falling for it too. I'm like, oh, God. Like, I'm feeling like that.
Really? When you watch it, does that invoke feelings of that for you?
Yeah,
like, you actually feel bad for him?
Ooh, yeah.
I can read him like a book, that one.
But then as the week's gone on and you're seeing more of it, like when they're sitting down and she's trying to talk about, like then I'm like, hang on, this bloke is twisted.
Twisted like a fucking twisty. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Let's get into feedback week because we really have so much to unpack here. First and foremost, I just want to start by saying it was interesting because Timothy said actually that he regretted not holding Jack accountable more, which is really interesting because we were calling for that all of last week. We're like, why isn't Timothy speaking up?
I know. It was a bit weird. Maybe he just didn't have it in him. Maybe he just couldn't be bothered because, you know, when it gets to a point with someone in the real world as well, they just keep fucking getting away with murder. They just keep being an asshole. You're like, you know what? I've said enough. Like, this person's not going to learn. It almost is like that.
Oh, yeah. I know. It is. And and that's why we were upset, though, when good old Timothy didn't come for Jack as much as we would have hoped.
And also this week there was a leaked photo, which I did send to you. I don't know if it's real or true or not, how Jack's ex has the tattoo saying, "You're enough."
I mean,
is that a joke?
I kind of think it's a joke, but if it's not, then what the fuck? Like, it's just, it's, is it too good to be true?
Does she really, like, is that verbatim? Real? Someone has to tell me if that's real, because I don't go snooping. It just popped up as like a follow this account, and it was one of the maths gossip pages because I don't follow it. And then I just saw it, screenshotted it, sent to Dom. I'm like, surely this can't be real. But can someone just confirm, is that actually his ex? Because if it is, that's hilarious.
Look, let's get straight into Tim and Sarah again, because there's just, there's a lot to unpack here still. Tim wrote a letter, three pages long.
Small writing as well. Like,
small writing, three pages, small, double-sided. Small writing.
And she's like, for fuck's sake, man. Like, is that really, like, what you're going
to
make me read?
Well, it's also kind of like, sit there and shut up and listen to it. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You did all this shit and you're complaining about a three-page letter?
Yeah.
Grow up.
And, then he straight away, like, when she was talking, he straight away, like, butted in trying to do what she does. Like, he was trying to talk. And then she was like, well, let me speak. And he's like, no, like, fuck, let me fucking talk.
Yeah, it's like, I've got a three-page letter. Let me read out to you the three-page letter.
But also, like, why does he even want to consider it? That's my, like, my question is, Tim, why are you even sitting here trying to reconsider, like, someone who has lied to your face?
Do you really like this chick that much? Like, it's not a real fucking marriage.
Yeah, it's in,
you know, like, you don't have to stay with this chick. Yeah. Like, really, are you that into her? I don't think – he's not giving me the vibe of that he's that into her. He looked very unimpressed, and so did she, actually. It was kind of just like the string that it was attaching them had been cut.
Yeah.
You know, he kept saying that his feelings aren't valid.
I feel like this whole scene when they're sitting there talking about this, I felt like it was genuinely a robber getting away with, like, a crime. Like, she's just getting away with it. Like, he's just like, you know. And then she just gets to be all, like, lovey-dovey with him again and kissing and cuddling and having sex and being intimate.
Oh, it's
like,
fucking weird.
What the fuck's going on? This is just so weird. Like,
ew, like, you can't just fuck your way out of things. But, I mean, look, just goes to show apparently you can in some instances.
Yeah,
you can and tuck and get out of it.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either. I mean,
I don't buy it
They're just
all.
Fuck buddies at this point.
Lucinda and Timothy, I mean, they are just fucking, like, every week now towards the end of the experiment, I'm like, surely these two are married in real life now. Because
they're so cute. I do feel as though this reflections week or feedback week, whatever the fuck it's called, was a little bit more lighthearted than a lot of the other weeks.
Yeah.
So we did see this whole big scene throughout this week's episodes of Timothy and Lucinda doing the bullshit letter, typing it up, scheming, you know, doing rolls down the corridor, trying to be all James Bond. It was hilarious. We loved to see it. We just love to see them engaging with each other. I really, really, really want to see, you know, more interaction with them physically. I know on the couch, Lucinda did say to Timothy that she wants at least one proper hug and, you know, physical touch a day, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
You know,
really,
if you don't
sweet.
Ask, you don't get. And the experts were really into that as well. So that will – and then they did get a task. I can't remember who the task was from that they had to sleep in the same bed. Oh, it was from Richard and Andrea.
Yeah.
Which I love that, which they should be. I mean,
that was really
come on,
sweet.
Guys.
That was a really nice moment for them. And then for Timothy to actually go and take down the caveman sign, like, it's all just growth. They're honestly just going through so much, like, real shit, like, real growth. And
And real, like, it feels as though it's, even though they aren't sleeping together, even though, you know, the intimacy isn't there like some of the other couples, it does feel like it's so much more genuine than the other relationships that have been intimate and saying that they're at a better place. So it is all very interesting. Then, look, to be honest with you, I kind of did fast forward parts with Lauren and Jono because I'm not interested.
I don't, I don't actually have any notes for Lauren and Jono. I didn't really tune in.
The only interesting bit was, well, that I found funny, and I was like, well, of course, they got Lauren and Jono to write the questions for Tori and Jack. Of course they would have. Like, I mean, they're not stupid. Mm. You know, I do think, though, when they got together, when it was Lauren, Jono, Jack and Tori, and they, you know, were doing the questions, Jack did say something that was quite eye-opening for me, and I do agree. It's that one of the only things that I'll ever agree on him. Mm. It says, pressure is not sex's best friend.
Yes.
And I agree with that. The more you put pressure on having sex, being good at sex, it does push you in the other direction.
Yeah, it does.
I do get that.
But then, you know, he says he'll have kids with Tori.
What, in 2 years?
Yeah, in two years. And, like,
she's
what?
Like, hang on, I haven't even got my ovaries set up. You haven't even, like, prodded me yet.
And she's saying, like, yeah, he says he's ready. But she's also, like, very happy to hear. Tori is very happy to hear this information. Like, she's like, yeah, let's have kids in 2 years.
It's either more is happening behind the scenes that we aren't seeing, or she really is in Dick's end, but not Dick's end because there's no Dick.
I feel like they're either faking it. Or because, look, when we go fast forward to where Jade meets up with Jack, we see a total – we see a Jack that we actually haven't seen this entire season.
It was weird, wasn't it?
The way that he's talking and – like, it's a different person. It's a totally different person, the way that he was talking to Jade.
It was a very much more – it was like he had 10 beers or something. Like,
it was a
very
relaxed version. He was more himself. He was actually just more himself. That's what we saw.
Interesting.
And then when he was back with Tori, and it's like they're going into their battle, like what she says, I'm ready to go. It's like they're literally just dead serious. Like, there's no flirtatious, there's no playfulness, there's no fun.
Yes, it's like they have to put this wall up for some reason. It is. It's like, why is that wall up? Why aren't they relaxed together?
They're not, like, warm around each other. But then when you see Jade and Jack meet up, you just see a totally different side to him. But I don't know. I just feel like – and then the task as well from Jaden and Eden. I feel like Jaden's, like, super cutthroat, like –
oh, my God, this whole thing with Sarah and Tim and them coming into the same room, wow.
Sarah,
it was intense.
Yeah, and even just, like, the task where Jaden met up with Tori.
And Tori's body language was fully closed off, wasn't it? She had her arms crossed. She was, like, leaning as far back to get away from him as possible sitting at that table. It was very interesting to watch and how they shot it too, because you had this kind of wide-angle view of it. But, yeah, I think starting off with – when they went to go and talk to Sarah and Tim, it was like very defensive from both angles, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And like Jaden, I feel, is a bit, I don't know, he's getting a bit worked up about
It's someone. Like, take a seat, bruv.
Yeah, like, you know, I think it's a bit weird that he's getting so worked up and on the defense and like going for Sarah when it's like not even your girl. And like Tim doesn't seem to be like one of your boys. He doesn't seem to be like that close to you. I don't know. I feel like he's just going a little bit, like, he's just gone a bit too hard.
It's a bit too invested, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, some of the questions were very interesting. You know, the questions were, have you sent a message to your ex in the last 2 weeks? You know, and if you have, can Tim see it? And if you have you deleted the message? And it was fucking crazy because she, you know, he was like, oh, will the messages be there on your phone? And she's like, no, I've deleted them. And I'm just like, oh. Like, if you're, that's... whoa.
It's pretty, like, intense. And I was watching this with Guy next to me. He's playing PlayStation, but he's also listening.
Yeah.
Because you know what's so funny? He tells me that at work all the tradies and all the boys, like, they all watch it. And
of course they're all discussing it on the work, zone.
And because we get the screeners and Guy gets the screeners, so he's seeing it before the boys have seen it. And he's like, he says things as in, like, oh, I reckon, like, this might happen. He knows what happens.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty fun. Anyway, that was so off topic. So Jaden and the way that he is and, like, how he's so direct and, like, just really monotone with everything.
Yeah, it's very this is it.
Yeah. Guy was like, it's probably because he's a fighter. You know, like he just doesn't buy, he doesn't believe bullshit. He doesn't take shit. He doesn't listen to fake shit. Like, that's why we're seeing this very direct and
my
like,
way or the highway kind of yeah. thing. It's just like, this is how it is. Yeah. And I'm going to give you my information. I'm not going to pussyfoot around it. Mm. This is laying on the table. Very interesting. I like that insight. Thank you, Guy, for that insight.
Thanks, Guy, for tuning in to Maps.
I found it all very, once again, still weird. Look, about the fucking ex and having a friendship. She still keeps calling it a friendship, and that she has, you know, she has an emotional connection, which gives more depth to the relationship. I don't know what was with that.
I don't know.
It was so odd to me.
It all is very odd. And I just feel like, you know, later, we all know things come out. As soon as the show's wrapped, man, like, things come out.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's when, like, literally, like, all hell breaks loose. Like, all the animals are freed out of the zoo.
The zoo animals are going to be released out onto Pitt Street, and it's going to be a fucking shit fight. Yeah. I can't wait.
And we have got some guests in the pipeline, guys, so don't you worry.
Oh, don't you worry, guys. We are working day and night, and we're going to make it fucking juicy as. Look, I'm even sitting up out of my chair because I'm getting real excited about that.
Very excited. Look,
and there's a lot to come before we even get
there. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know.
But don't worry, guys. We're going to make it worth your while, and nothing's going to be off limits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not holding back with the questions that we're going to be asking.
Definitely not.
Look, after all of this, you know, feedback week, right, I'm going to go straight to the dinner party right now before we will come back to feedback week. But it was so weird to me, and this is something that I really made a note of within my notes, was Sarah and Tim, from going from him writing a 3-page letter feeling like, you know, his feelings aren't valid, the trust is broken, to then walking into the dinner party, lovey-dovey, fucking holding hands, all this bullshit. Please explain. Please explain to me.
Yep. And there's only been maybe, you know, 4 days.
Exactly. We know, because there's only a really short turnaround there. It'll be max 4 days, guys.
There's been not really much time in between.
And if there's a weekend in between, we know for a fact they ain't spending time on weekends together.
No.
You can't tell me otherwise that they're spending time on the weekends together.
And Sarah is so upset, you know, leading up to the dinner party. There's so many tears. But then, you know, she instigates.
Oh, yeah. No.
She like says, you know, she makes out as if they're fucked the morning after.
She insinuates that they fucked, right?
Yeah, she insinuates that they fucked. And then even he said, as soon as you guys left, as in Cam Crew, like, we got it on or something. He said, like, as soon as you guys left, we couldn't get enough of each other or something. And it's just like, I'm so confused. Like, she says that she wants to show him that she can be the person he wants. And then when they go on
picnic, be the person you are. What the fuck do you mean the person he wants? You're not going to be fake. Oh, God.
And then when they're on their little picnic, she's like, you know, there's plenty more where that came from. Like, just saying all these things that is just fucking weird after what we've just witnessed. Like, you get caught red-handed, you didn't like it, and now you're in love with Tim. How does that work?
I feel like they've just fucked and they've covered it with a blanket and they haven't actually really looked at the problem. It's giving me those vibes, don't you think? Yeah, they've just covered it with a blanket. The fire isn't out yet. It's still there. Yeah.
We also didn't talk about Andrea and Richard's task from Lucinda and Timothy.
What was their task? Remind me.
When they said to get dressed up in their wedding outfits and renew their vows.
Oh, yeah. I fast-forwarded that.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was really cute and they had their moment.
Ella loves that cute shit. I'm just like, eh.
I love the cute shit. And I was like, oh. And then they really got over whatever the fuck their weird shit was.
Because then we get to the dinner party and then shit hits the actual fan.
And Ridge was the one who made Andrea realize. When Ridge and Andrea had the one-on-one, he was saying all these things like, Richard seems way more keen than you do. And that's what made her bring it all up with him again. And then he just didn't like it. Richard just didn't like it.
Well, I mean, that's what the experiment's for. Like, you know, you are in a pressure cooker. Things do go up and down. And you're allowed to change your feelings. You're allowed to grow or, you know, feelings are allowed to diminish. But Richard just fully fucking lost his shit.
Yeah, man.
That scene of them, right, and I've actually recorded it on my phone as a voice note and I'm going to play it because that scene of them sitting at the table before they even get ready to go to the dinner party, I'm just going to play this clip because I was really triggered by this and I felt so uncomfortable listening to it that I had to just record this because it was insane to me. I'm going to play this.
I want to be loved in the way that we did when we started this thing off. Do you know how hurt you made me? And I've been doing everything that I've been asked to do to make you like me and turn that like into feelings.
Oh, my God.
Because you've got a wall up and I feel just like shit, man. I feel worthless. I feel unwanted. I feel unappreciated. I feel undesired. And I have held a flag for you and said, you are awesome. I adore
this
you.
Is where
this
I'm
is
like,
what I'm about.
Fuck off.
And you've known that, Andy. I haven't hidden that. I haven't hidden that. And you've used that. And you've played that to your advantage.
No, I've not played that.
You have played that. You know you've got me. And you've stuffed me around. And you ruined what we had, Andy. We had a beautiful thing going. And you can't even tell me why you did it.
Richie, you just keep choosing not to listen. I understand you're frustrated. And your body language now is sighing and puffing and looking away isn't giving me a chance to speak and have my say and feel heard.
My body language is sighing and puffing. You're gaslighting me, Andy. I'm just sitting here listening.
You just did it!
Yeah.
So don't tell me I'm gaslighting again. You're driving me crazy.
My body language is not sighing and puffing.
Instead of, like, answering in Richie,
Andy,
stop!
Andy, listen.
Instead of listening and getting... I think it was 3.4.
You're my friend, okay? Whoa. That is not the issue. The issue is you're not into me. The issue is you are blaming.
I felt so uncomfortable. Like, there's something also really uncomfortable about seeing an older couple fight.
I think that's what it is. I'm like, dude, like for an older man, like, fuck, have some like dignity and some like, I don't know, like
and
some composure.
And just the way that he, you know, she has gone, she's entered this conversation, which was going to be hard for her. She knew that this was going to be received not the way she had hoped because obviously he's got a track record of this. So, you know, she goes into it really calm, really assertive, you know, with her language. She's just reading her notes out. And she says, you know, there's a lot of things. And he exaggerates the, oh, is there a lot of things? So straight away he goes on the defense. He doesn't know how to take constructive criticism. He doesn't
know how
to just listen, though. Just listen.
The fact he can't take the constructive criticism and just even sit and actually listen, because the act of listening is more than just sitting there and, you know, looking at a person, right? The listening is digesting the words that person is saying and actually understanding.
Mm.
It's very – it's a turnoff. It's very unattractive. And I think as, you know – a more mature couple, I can really understand from Andrea that this would be a fucking huge turnoff. And I think that's why her feelings have diminished over the last few
100%.
Weeks.
100%. Well, it's like you go on this show to fucking meet someone because you've been dating for how long and she's been through it already. She's been through the ringer. She's got her kids. Like, she knows what she likes and what she wants. And then she's just had enough. And that's what we see in this scene and we see at the dinner party. He's gaslighting her in a very... like, in a way that I hadn't really picked up on, you know, yet. And even just, like, the things that he says, like, I want to be desired. And I don't know, like, he says all these things that I don't know, like...
He's saying a lot of words and he's not actually saying anything at all is what I'm getting, is what I pick up from that whole thing. And you just see Andrea's face and just the light, like, dimming, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden she just loses it and then she slams the book on the table. I'm just like, ew. I mean, highly uncomfortable to watch. I was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, they're fighting. Like, it's like mum and dad are fighting.
It's really, it is it's uncomfortable.
I think in that moment that's their relationship over. Like, I know this.
They're done.
But then, we see, which
I know.
Once again, I don't understand how these people turn it around so quickly. Yeah. But they go to the dinner party and then they're sitting there. They have their talk and everyone's talking. And then they hold hands. Then they're like back into each other. I'm just
She's like, I don't want to fight with you anymore. It's like you just went to the dinner party alone. You just went without him. But and now two drinks in, you're like, I love you.
But it's kind of like she's defeated. I think it's more she's defeated, I don't want to fight with you, more than like, I actually do like you and I want to keep going. I think it's just defeated. Or is it just want to get to final vows and then, you know, fucking eviscerate them?
Let him down nicely.
Is that what everyone wants to do? Just get to final vows so they can just have their fucking main speech and like become a meme? I don't know anymore.
I know. It is a bit like that. Well, we're at the dinner party now. So we've got the letter that Timothy and Lucinda wrote to Jack and Tori. So that comes out. Lauren's not at the dinner party. She's in hospital.
Yeah, she's had a surgery. So she's not there. But we also don't see a lot of people at this dinner party.
We really don't.
Like, I'm like, what actually did happen at this dinner party? It was probably one of the like most boring dinner parties, I think, of the season.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I was
a bit bored.
A bit bored. I think for me, the positive highlight of the night was Timothy and Lucinda having a kiss.
Oh, that was the highlight. That was the highlight of the whole week, to be honest with you.
That's like the winner of the week. They shared a kiss in front of us and we got to witness that because we just haven't seen anything like that.
I loved that. I was cheering at home watching.
Yeah.
That was the best moment of the week for me. You know, like we don't often see these beautiful moments. We see a lot of cheating. We see a lot of bullshit. We see a lot of gaslighting.
And Lucinda's just in her spring dress. You know, she's bringing spring to the night and we are fucking here for it.
We are all here for it. Even the whole scenario of telling Jack and Tori that it was them that wrote the letter, I feel like even Jack and Tori, like, they were pissed off, but it wasn't – I was expecting, you know, a more intense reaction, but even they were just kind of like, another one. Yeah, it's like, it's Lucinda. Timothy, but it's Lucinda.
Yeah, you know.
And also, you know, they've written in there everything that they've been told for the last fucking 8 weeks anyway. So, I mean, how much more
exactly.
Truly, it's like they're not listening to anyone. They haven't been listening. So I don't know how much everyone else can say to them.
I know.
You know? I did make a mental note. I don't know if I've already said it in this podcast because I can't even remember what I said. But for me, the most laughable moment for me of this whole week was Sarah and Tim walking in hand to the dinner party.
That was, honestly?
I actually laughed. I laughed.
And then just the car ride in.
Wow.
You know, they're obviously going to be last into the dinner party. Everyone's waiting for them to arrive. Yeah. Everyone's like, what are they going to be doing? Are they going to be happy-go-lucky?
Yeah, they're holding hands. Are they walking in separately?
You know, they're making promises to each other in the car. Like, it's more like she needs that security. She needs to know that Tim is going to stand up for her if people come for her again.
She's always needed that security from Tim. Yeah. Like, we even saw at the couples retreat. It was all very much like the only reason that she – you know, had made that big deal at that moment in time was because she wanted Tim's validation and she wanted him to obviously look out for her. And also, let's play devil's advocate here once again. If she seems like she's, you know, now so into Tim, oh my God, I love, you know, I'm into Tim. But if Tim didn't believe her and Tim didn't want to hear the allegations that she brought forward, the first thing I'd be like was fucking see ya. If you're not going to believe me and if you're not going to stick up for me, fuck off.
Yeah.
So it all actually doesn't make sense for me. And no, we're not victim blaming. We're not blaming people that are survivors.
No.
Okay? I'm just saying here what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm not buying any of it.
No, I'm not buying any of it. And I just think people are a bit very touchy here with this whole Tim and Sarah thing.
I know.
Online in particular, guys. I'm just referring to online. But I'm not buying any of their relationship. Sorry.
No, and, but it's also been confirmed. It's been confirmed.
Oh, it's all fucking out there anyway.
Yeah.
All the dumb shit's been leaked.
Yeah.
Which, once again, makes me so not into them at all because it's like, what? It's like, oh, I just keep doing that with my arms, you know, lifting them up and just like dropping them in my lap because I'm just had enough of the leaks and the stupidity.
Yep.
It's why can't we just go back to TV shows that have no links.
I know.
I don't know anything.
No social media, no media outlets, no gossip pages.
I just want to watch it and be fully surprised, like a drama, you know? Yeah.
Okay, a few comments of the evening. A few comments of the evening that I picked up.
Oh, I love this.
Start on a positive, of course.
Yeah.
So Lucinda's comment when she said, you know, well, there's a few orcs and dorks.
iconic. Orcs and dorks.
bit onks and dorks here.
I mean, iconic.
Just loved it. And then a not so positive comment coming from Tori. She says that Lucinda is drinking the Timothy Kool-Aid.
Can we fucking? I know. Can we fucking leave the Kool-Aid comment
and Lucinda alone?
I know. Leave Timothy and Lucinda, but can we leave the fucking Kool-Aid comments away?
I know. I think she's actually made maybe two or three Kool-Aid comments this season, but it's just not funny. And also, I don't think you get to say that when you're coming when it's coming from you and Jack. You know?
Yeah.
I just don't think that you get to say that.
Agreed.
Yeah. And then my next note was with the whole Jack and Tori thing, you know, Tim and everyone's really getting in there and like, you know, Tori, we like you and we want to be there for you. But it's like, clearly, Tori doesn't want you. Tori doesn't want your help. Tori doesn't care about your opinion. So stop being her friend. Just let her.
Yeah, this is another thing. I'm like, why are you so adamant on wanting to be her friend?
Yeah, why do you want
to help
her? Like,
I get that you like her as a person, but also... You're not forced to be friends.
It's like when, you know, a good friend, which I have experienced, and I've also been this person, when they're with a guy that you don't like, you know they're bad for them, you know that they're shit, you've heard this, why, you've heard all this, but they choose to stay. And it gets to a point where you're like, you know what, that's fine, your choice, you're a grown-up. If you want to stay in that toxic relationship, by all means, I will see you on the flip side.
Yes, agreed.
You know, so I think now it's at that point where it's like, okay, cool. Let him have it. Let him stick together. Let's just play it out. Let's see what happens.
Let's let it play out. And when we get him on the podcast, we'll fucking really get
hopefully
to the nitty
gritty. Truth.
I mean, we'll be fucking really pushing for the truth.
These days, it's so hard to know what's true.
Can we get a lie detector
true.
On the podcast? Can you imagine how hilarious that would be?
Oh, my God. That would be hot.
Yeah, so big week.
Big
week, but not a lot happening. I don't know how that happens, but look. And we don't have that many weeks to go, Dull.
And what we've seen at the end of the dinner party is obviously a trailer into the next commitment ceremony.
Oh,
Jaden and Eden. It's
not looking good.
Yeah. Which is not nice. I feel like we don't see a lot of them. I've said this before. Their relationship kind of reminds me of Mitch and I, except Jaden speaks up a lot more. But it's more like we haven't been able to see a lot of their good only when there's been drama and bad.
Yes. And you have been saying, especially to me, that you see a lot of Jaden.
I do now.
Because in what you went through with Mitch.
Yeah. I'm definitely seeing a little bit more of a similar vibe. I didn't see it at the start, but as the season's gone on now.
That's why you were like tiptoeing around that. You were like, oh, yeah, I like him.
But now I'm sort of picking up. I don't know, a few similar things, attitudes, thought processes. So, yeah, I mean, look, we see that Jaden says he's falling in love or in love with Eden. That's all we've seen. And then, like, there's a bit of crying on the couch.
Yeah.
So, look,
I think it's going to be intense. I think it's going to be an intense one. Let's see if anyone leaves. My bet's probably no because fucking...
Oh, Cass and Tristan will leave.
Do you reckon they're going to leave?
Surely.
If she writes stay this week, I'm fucking over it.
Well, honestly. She wrote leave last week.
But if she writes leave again and he writes stay, they're going to stay again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I feel like they're the only ones that are probably
isn't
up
that
to
exhausting?
Leave, even though Jono and Lauren should leave.
I don't know what that is. I'm so,
there's
I actually,
nothing going on there.
Oh, he's so not into her. They... Another note I actually put in, I remember when he was like seeing her off to go in the lift. Yeah. I mean, even though it's probably not the real her leaving, but come on, if you're going to act, give us a show.
I wonder if he's
it was even
with
a shit
Ellie
show.
Yet. I wonder if he's with Ellie yet.
Oh, right they're messaging now. At that point. Come on.
Surely.
Come on.
Well, that's our recap for this week. There's like what Dom said, there's a lot but not a lot that's going on.
Yeah, guys, that's our recap wrapped. And look, it was fucking exhausting, to be honest with you, this week. I'm keen to see, like, we're getting now to the pointy end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's see what's going to happen. People are really thinking now at this point, and because, you know, we've done the experiment, we know, you're getting to that pointy end of the experiment and you're really thinking about your future. You're really thinking, can I see myself with this person? There are a lot of thoughts going on. Feelings and emotions are really going to be heightened in this next week because we're really getting now to the nitty gritty.
Yep.
So stay tuned. I mean, I'm keen to see what happens in this next CC, but give us a more exciting dinner party is what I say.
I know. Give us something that's new.
Yeah.
A bit of new fire. I don't know. It's pretty much the same shit different week now.
Yeah, exactly. But look, we hope that our recaps are more exciting than maybe what this week was, because feedback week was a little bit of a bow. My feedback for feedback week was give us some more spice.
Yes, give us some more spice. And we'll see you next week for next week's recap.
We'll see you next week, you legends.
Love you.